First, a look at how the drought in California is affecting immigrant farm workers in that state, especially indigenous migrants from Mexico, as Sasha Coca of station KQED reports.
Maura Lucas is a farm worker from Mexico, and she says this year has been the hardest to make ends meet since she came to California more than a dozen years ago. She lives in a cramped two-bedroom apartment with her husband and four children.
Mire, 600 damos de renta. La verdad, nomás le damos la mitad a la señora. Le damos 300.
Our rent is $600, she says, and right now we only pay half. We don't have enough to eat, she tells me. There just isn't money for everything. Lucas is Mixteca, part of an indigenous group from southern Mexico that's increasingly become part of California's farmworker labor force, and they often do the lowest-paying jobs in the fields.
Estoy haciendo un arroz.
She chops onions she got at a food bank on a table set up in the patch of dirt in front of her apartment building, next to where she hangs laundry. Lucas says she's trying to make meals stretch as best she can, especially with winter coming. Normally, that's when farm workers try to live off the savings they've scraped together from the harvest season.
Nosotros ni ahorro tenemos, ni tenemos nada, así como mi esposo ni metió nada de ni dinero en el banco.
But this year, she says, there aren't any savings. She and her husband have scrambled to get enough hours picking grapes, raisins, and cherries. Their story is common among more than 350 California farm workers surveyed recently by nonprofit groups and by people like Zenaida Ventura. She's a former farm worker herself.
We're here today at the farmers market here in Madera doing surveys, especially to the farm workers that are indigenous from Oaxaca or Guerrero, Puebla.
Oaxaca, Guerrero, Puebla. All parts of southern Mexico that send a lot of migrants to the U.S. Ventura is at a farmer's market in Madera County, home to the highest concentration of Mexican indigenous immigrants in California. And she's asking some of them to tell their story.
Have they worked in the fields? Have they been affected because of the drought?
A woman pushing her kids in a stroller approaches Ventura's booth and agrees to answer the survey questions.
¿De dónde es originario usted?
De Oaxaca.
Oh, ¿de qué parte de Oaxaca?
The woman tells Ventura her husband had to migrate to Washington State this year for the first time to pick blueberries. He just couldn't piece together enough work in California, even though they've been settled here for years. In fact, 92% of the indigenous farm workers in this survey say they've had less work or no work because of the drought. Undocumented farm workers can't apply for unemployment benefits in the U.S. Zenaida Ventura says the farm workers she surveyed who do still have jobs say working conditions have gotten worse.
Because the lack of jobs, sometimes you have to do whatever it takes to stay there. No matter if they don't give you like shade or water or your rights.
Some studies have tried to measure the economic impact of the drought on workers. The University of California at Davis figures more than 10,000 California farm workers will have lost their jobs this year because crops have less water. What those studies don't show, though, is that indigenous farm workers from Mexico are more likely to be undocumented and among the first to lose their jobs on the farm. That's what's being reflected by the type of information collected with this grassroots survey.
They've been really picking up a lot of details about how tough it has been for families to make ends meet. A lot of these families, they're really at a crossroads.
That's Professor Gaspar Rivera Salgado at UCLA. He's also an indigenous Mexican immigrant himself and says there's a pecking order on the farm where indigenous farm workers are less likely to get stable jobs as tractor drivers or farm supervisors.
So not only hierarchy in terms of when you migrated, but also this ethnic hierarchy, because these indigenous migrants that come from Mexico also tend to be very discriminated against, not only in Mexico, but also here in the United States.
And Rivera Salgado notes a cruel irony here. Some of the indigenous farm workers losing their jobs because of California's drought left Mexico because of drought there. For The World, I'm Sasha Coca, Madera, California.